This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to talk some Blues hockey. Welcome to the Blues NHL podcast, hosted by former Blues defenseman Jamie Rivers and former Blues enforcer Darren Kimball.
And we got a problem in front of the Hawk bench. Kimball pulling at Roenick. Here's Kimball swinging at Roenick wildly, and the linesman trying to get in between them.
Federico stole it from Reinhardt, breaking in to Hunter. Hunter shooting, rebound.
Chevalier, he'll be thrown out of the game. Curtis Joseph grabs Chevalier, and the two goalies go at it head to head. And Joseph with three great rights.
Turgeon Hall looking for 500. He shoots. He scores. Brett Hall, number 500.
Oh, unbelievable save by Jake Allen.
Tarasenko in the clear. He scores.
And now, here's your off-ice official, Jim Cromer.
Hello, Blues fans. Welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Blues NHL podcast, your St. Louis Blues fan podcast. I'm your off-ice official, Jim Cromer, and we're coming to you live from the lineupmedia.fm studios. Happy to have them as the driving force behind the show. I'm in studio with the one, the only, Jamie Rivers. What's going on, pal?
Not much. I'm a little bit perplexed here because you're coming on the air. Just what we were talking about off air, we talked about WKRP in Cincinnati back in the day, and it was like that Venus flytrap moment. You came on with all your like hot, sexy voice. Welcome to Lineup Media. What the hell?
I can't decide if I'm Venus flytrap or if I'm or Johnny Fever or I don't know.
You look more like a Les Nessman.
I might be a Les Nessman.
I've seen actually, some tape around your office.
So. Jono thinks I'm Herb Tarlick.
So, well, yeah.
From the Anheuser-Busch days, but
you
I
dress
can live
similarly.
With it. Yeah, I try. We have a special guest in studio.
We do.
And I know we're going to talk to her about numerous things today, but we might want to include her in all these conversations. Who knows if she thinks she's up for it. And if she deals with you guys on a regular
basis,
that's
the I'm
thing,
sure right?
she's more than
she
up to
She deals with all of us, and so she has a little bit of expertise in all areas, and specifically probably dealing with crumbled up, old, washed up hockey players.
Well, everybody on the other end of the line here is like, who is this person? So why don't you introduce her and tell us a little bit about her?
All right, we have Beth Riccardi in studio. She is the alumni relations person for the
St. Louis
official.
Blues.
It's very official. It's officially unofficial. And also, and this is where it ties in to make it where she's a perfect fit for the job, in my opinion, she's also a licensed social worker. So how these things got together and how this marriage happened between that and being the alumni relations person, Beth, welcome to the show.
Well,
please
thanks,
educate us on how you got there.
Thanks. I started back initially in community relations. I worked in Fort Wayne, Indiana with the Fort Wayne Comets. So I've actually been in hockey now for 16 years, but I've been just with the Blues alumni now for the past 3 years. Having started in community relations, of course, we do a ton of work with nonprofits, and I was always wanting to do more. It's so great to be a part of organizations and sending the athletes out into the community to do those hospital visits and to help them raise money for their organizations that are doing the great work in our communities, but I always found that I wanted to do more. So I had gone back to school and did my master's in social work so that I could do more with the people that we were reaching out to. And it just so happened a few years back that while I was out working with one of the nonprofits that I got in connected again with the Blues Alumni Association, and they asked me to come on board as their director of operations. So I get to work in hockey and with these guys, and I get to still do the work with the nonprofits here.
It sounds like a labor of love.
Oh my
Absolutely
God.
A labor of love. And
it's a pity vote, don't get me wrong. It's straight up pity.
And someone that can understand a little bit how the whole thing works, you guys probably need that, right?
Well, I'm telling you.
You guys probably need more help than most.
You get Kimby and I in here, and that's sometimes that can be a little bit of a shit show in here with just Kimby and I. Poor Beth, she's got to answer the phone or see guys nonstop. Like, she has Terry Yake that she works with all the time, and you can't forget that, you know, Kelly Chase is always walking the halls at Scott Trade Center, and he's going to poke his head in at any given moment and ask something that's not even on the radar, or come up with an idea that's not even been talked about. And Beth has got to try and corral that, because Kelly has a lot of great ideas, but you certainly got to put a little, you know, planning into it. And then you got Bruce Affleck, who's down there. And then you got Cam Jansen, who pokes his head. I mean, the list goes on. Reed Lowe pokes his head. We're all in and around the office, let alone the phone calls, the text messages, the emails. And then speak a little bit to the fact that how hard is it to corral us for any one event?
Well, can I just say, isn't that a great thing? I mean, just
for most people, they don't realize it, though. See,
just let me repeat back what he just said. At any given moment,
yeah,
one of these guys is calling me, is calling down to the office, whether it's Jamie Rivers or Darren Kemble or Kelly Chase or Bobby Plager or whoever. At any given moment, any one of these guys is picking up the phone and they're calling and they're saying, hey, how about we do this? How about, hey, Beth, do you have anything for us? Let's get out there and do that. That's why I work in this sport.
Well, and see, that's what, and again, I hate complimenting him in front of him. I like to talk about him more.
Yeah, don't do that.
I like to talk about him more. I like to talk about him and Kimball more when they're not here. But that's what makes.
This is a small studio. Let's not.
Yeah, there's not enough room.
Kimball's head is big enough, too.
That's what makes
these. That's why my headphones are falling off.
Typically, that's the rep of the hockey players, right? They're just down earth. Like, they don't I guarantee you, Jamie probably thinks, I don't know why anybody would think it was a big deal to work with us. But it is a big deal, and I say it all the time. I love Thursdays when they come in. I mean, I love Mondays, too, because one of my best friends that Jamie knows, it's the coach at McKendree, does the show with me, and we call Jamie remote. But that's fun. But it's really kind of cool to sit around. And what they I don't think they – like he's somebody else. They don't get that we just like this, like you know, all the talk, and we're breaking it down. We're doing this. It's all great stuff. But, man, when these guys go off on a tangent – and tell a story, mm-hmm. I think the fans love that as much as anything else. Now, there's a lot of passionate fans that want the games broke down. If things aren't going well, they look to Jamie and Darren to say why they're not mm-hmm. going well, how we're going to fix them. But, man, when these guys go off and tell a story, I think the people love it. You have probably heard more stories than you care to hear.
Heard like 30 different versions of each
true.
Story.
We're going to get into some of that stuff here in a little bit. We're going to kind of get into the meat and potatoes of the show. We want to remind everybody that we are the Blues NHL podcast, and we're brought to you by Innovated Construction. Last week, you guys heard from their wonderful owner, Randy Green, his wonderful daughter, who's done leaps and bounds for his companies, as he stated on air. She's a very talented young woman that's taking his business to the next level. But Innovated Construction is our lead sponsor. They do new construction, project planning and consulting, residential, commercial, industrial, land development, design build projects, new home construction. They do it all, remodeling, excavating. They're fully licensed, bonded, and insured. 35 plus years of experience and the second generation craftsmanship. That's Innovated Companies located in St. Louis. We want to invite you to check out InnovatedCompanies.com. InnovatedCompanies.com. It's an once you get on there, you can see all the different things that they do in all parts of their business. You'll hear throughout the whole show. I mean, you know, electrical, heating, everything they do, they wanted to be involved in the show. So they kind of took a piece of all of it. So at some juncture throughout the course of the show, you'll hear us refer back to innovatedcompanies.com, and we do thank them greatly. We want to encourage you to check us out at bluesnhlpodcast.com. It's our website. It's where you can subscribe to the podcast. It's also where you can do your Christmas shopping. Beth, you can do your Christmas shopping at bluesnhlpodcast.com. You simply click the Amazon banner to the right. We get a very small referral. And once you click that, you're done with us. It doesn't cost you any extra money. Find our social media accounts. Join in on some of the fun at STL Blues Podcast and at NHL Show on Twitter. Find us on Facebook simply by typing in Blues NHL Podcast. Same thing with Instagram. Our main ask is that you find us on Facebook, like our Blues NHL podcast page. Invite your friends to like it as well. We would greatly appreciate it. And once again, special thanks to lineupmedia.fm for all they do. Couldn't do it without them. Fastest growing podcast company on the planet.
My God, and breathe.
I know. Let me tell you, that is a lot.
I can't stand listening to you for longer than any time. Anyway,
see what I'm saying?
That.
Do you get this kind of treatment? I guarantee you don't.
All the
time. No way.
That's not true.
No way.
That's not true.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
No way do you get it.
No, no. She does get some ribbing, though, because she does. I'll tell you what. She becomes one of the guys quickly, and so she's available to be bugged as well and picked on.
That's a nice way to put it, bugged.
Bugged. Well, yes.
Let's. I want to ask you. I met you at the event they did with McKendree.
Mm-hmm. Restraining order still pending.
Restraining order still pending. I just wanted to ask you about some of these events that you do. I saw some typical, I put it this way, I will term it to be typical interaction between these guys and young fans, older fans. It was awesome. I mean, I can't imagine you getting to do that all the time. Now, again, what most people never see is all the work that goes on behind the scenes. But you had just as much fun as those guys with all those kids and the characters. And it was an awesome event. I mean, tell our listeners a little bit about what it's like.
Well, I tell you, first of all, that event was really special for me. Again, just a little bit of background. You know, I first moved back to St. Louis. I'm from here originally, from Breeze, Illinois. First, I moved back here and was running the USI Sports Complex in Fairview Heights. And we had, you know, we had been open. I think we're going into our seventh season. We had just, you know, done a bunch of renovations on our second ice sheet. We had just laid in four gorgeous curling lanes because we had started the Curling Club of St. Louis. I mean, things were really moving along. Youth hockey program was up from about 80 skaters strong. We were up to going upwards of 300. So, I mean, things were really moving along there in Fairview Heights. And then mine subsidence took the rink out in the matter of a day. We were, you know, looking forward to opening the season one minute and shutting its doors down the next and laying off the staff and listening to the parents and kids that would get in touch with us and say, you know, that their kid is heartbroken. They've just lost their home. They would have to drive their kid to the rink to sit in the parking lot just to show them it's okay. No one was hurt. This is fine. There's still hockey. But it was heartbreaking. It was really, really devastating for a lot of people in our area. So to fast forward 4 years and to get to bring the St. Louis Blues alumni, who, by the way, skated the last game ever played at USIS in Fairview Heights. I still say the alumni broke my ice. That's why I got the job with the alumni. To get to bring the Alumni Association to skate at the new McKendree Metro Recplex was really, really special for me. It was a homecoming. So, you know, you talk about the amount of fun that I was having. That was such a labor of love project to get that rink on the Illinois side for the Southern Illinois IceHawks, who are the local youth hockey association over there, for them to have a home rink again. It was a celebration to get to bring the alumni out there and to get to skate against McKendree. And you know, we had like this whole contingency of little boys, little hockey players kind of lining the walls, cheering and chanting. And, you know, for the alumni, I'm just amazed at these guys. Again, I work in this sport and with these guys because I love it so much. What they do on the ice is great. What they did in their careers is great. But it's what these guys do and are about off the ice that makes this all worthwhile.
Yeah, it was a great evening. And again, we're lucky in this town, and the town embraces the team, obviously. Mm-hmm. Alumni are special. It makes fans feel good to go down there and know that these guys are willing to stay a part of the community. So I think it's a great relationship. I'm glad you're here. We're going to talk a little bit about the current Blues, and maybe we'll get your thoughts on that as well. Sound good?
Sounds good to me. Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Well,
it is. It's time to go.
Well, she is in Kimby's chair, so she's got to have more to offer than
Kimby. Well, we're going
to
give him a call. I'll let you tell him that he's on a chair, but
He's healthy, scratched.
And, you know, I'm surprised his headphones fit her. Are they a little loose?
They're a little bit. I mean, good thing I've got like this.
You got the hair thing going?
Yeah,
okay,
so it's kind of holding it all together.
Well, let's go on the bench with butter. This is our segment sponsored by Tommy Brown. Tax resolution by TommyBrown.com. Again, if you find yourself in trouble with the IRS, Tommy Brown's your guy. But if you want to simply use him for tax planning and resolutions, I'm telling you, he can help you with your business, use your money in a more productive way instead of just giving it away, as some people might term to the government. But the bottom line is he's great at doing your taxes. He's really good if you have a problem with the IRX, but he's really focusing now on proactive tax planning. Make sure you check out Tax Resolution by TommyBrown.com. I think we're going to need to bring in Kimble for this segment. What do you think? I mean, we need to take a look. We've got a couple losses.
Well, if we're going to dumb it down,
people are freaking out a little bit.
Let's bring him in.
All right, let's bring him in. On his way to Detroit, and I believe he told us he's going to see Eminem. I could be wrong. I'm not quite sure, but I think he's going to Detroit. Darren Kimble, you there, buddy?
Yeah. When we get to Detroit, you got to be careful because it's 8 Mile Road. Remember Eminem? But we sort of turn off on 9 Mile Road. So.
Hey, when you pull into town, is there a Jamie Rivers played here sign when you pull into town?
No, there's not. He talks like he knows Kid Rock and all this shit, but I don't see any Jamie Rivers nonsense down there.
If you go down near 8 Mile, you might see a plaque with my name on it.
Oh, boy.
I'll go down to that pawn shop there. I know they're hiring some. They hired Darren McCarty. Maybe that's where Rivers' job is going to be pretty soon.
There's a couple of game-worn jerseys in there for sure.
Well, Darren. Hey, well, Darren, thanks for joining us. I know you're on your way to your son's hockey tournament in Detroit. It's a labor of, again, another labor of love with you guys and traping all over
Jim's
the country.
Jim's all about love today.
Yeah, it's a lot of love. There's a lot of love.
There's a lot of love going on
in the room.
He came on with his sexy voice, too, to start the day. Like, I don't know who he's kidding. But
I watched Semi-Pro last night and listened to Love Me Sexy about 30 times.
Oh, my God.
It's good stuff. Hey, so we're going to go. It's time to go on the bench, Kimby, and, you know, we'll start with you. You know, again, we talked a little bit on Monday when Jamie came on. We're absolutely prepared to give the guys a pass on Saturday for sure. And, in fact, I know that it's still a couple days later, but, you know, with the loss of Ari and it hurts for sure, that it's tough, man, because think about yourself if you lose somebody like that and then you have to go do your regular job. I mean, a lot of people can't do it. Now we're asking guys, men, to go out and do one of the hardest things in the world with that on their mind. That being said, some fans are a little concerned. The defense had played so well, and then now, you know, it seems like we're giving up some goals and things are going on. You want to give your take on maybe kind of what you see and where you see it going?
You know, it's a thing that you talk, and Rips can confirm this with you. At the start of the season, you have goals sort of. I think with the Blues, when I look at them right now, you don't want to lose two games in a row. You try to stay away from that. You're going through a long season. You try to stay out of ruts and that. So you're going to lose games. That's going to happen. But the thing that I go to, and I talked to Rives about this probably the last show I think we're on, and I was watching the Calgary game, and I'm watching Bertuzzo lead the rush up there, and I get this defenseman jumping up and all this kind of shit, but I think it's got to be the right guy jumping up sometimes, and that's what I was trying to get at when I was talking to Jamie. And Rips can comment on this, but, you know, back in the day, Ray Bourque, when he's going, Chelios is going, but there was guys like Cam Russell and these guys. They that wasn't their job. They were supposed to stay back and take care of it. And I was a little concerned. It's almost like they're going all the time now, and I know that's sort of the new game, but I just think it's a little too much going on, and that's why I was trying to get to Rives. Is it if that's what he thought, or is everybody got to go down this road now?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Kimby, I think what happened here is the Blues have had a great run to start the season. They've done a great job. I believe they've surprised almost everybody in the NHL about with how well they've played. And yeah, Saturday was, you know, or the game against the Islanders, an emotional game after the news about Ari had developed, and we'll give him a pass for that. And then, you know what, they get on the road out west, and Calgary's got that explosive kind of young, talented team that can put in some goals quickly if you don't have your A game right then and there. And that's what happened. They got a lot of young guys who play really well. They got Jágr now, who's a veteran guy that's helping contribute. He's maybe showing these kids how to play the game a little more composed and with leadership. And, you know, these things happen. You get on the road and you lose your first game on the West Coast swing. But it's really only, what, I think their fourth loss of the season?
Yeah.
I think that's what it makes.
Yeah.
Like, if you'd have told me that in September, that this far into the season they don't have four losses, I think anybody would have taken that. So I'm not ready to hit the panic button by any means, and I'm not ready to be pissed at anything. I'm not ready to hang anybody out to dry. I think that right now they got to regroup. I think they're getting rid of some of the extra baggage, the Bo Bennett experiment. I like him. Nice guy. Contributes. But, like, what is he really going to bring to the table? And then to have him up on the first line or second line, whatever it was the other night, and now he's back in Chicago. Obviously, things didn't go as planned for that night. But, I think that we've got some work to do on the third line, and we got to upgrade that probably substantially and get somebody who can score some goals and log some big minutes there. But things are still looking up. The Blues have one of the best defensive cores in the league. They got an elite goaltender, and right now they've got arguably, apart from the Stamkos-Kucherov duo, the Schwartz, Tarasenko, and the trio actually of Braden Schenn is the hottest one in the league. So I think there's a lot of things to look up to, Kimby.
Yeah, I think is going to go on, guys, here, they got Edmonton tonight, and then they're out to Vancouver, I believe, and you're going through a test here. Vancouver's coming off a big win out in Vegas. This is a team that's sort of underachieving big time. Again, I think when Connor McDavid and the coach are having a little spat there, and if they get this thing back on course and get running down the road here, I think the Blues are in for a tough game tonight, and they're going to have to get back in the win column here. And, you know, going on the road, it's a good time to do it. But they got a big test. So I think the coaching staff's going to get tested here. They've answered the bell in the past. This new coaching staff, you know, I've said nothing but good things about them. So I think this is the test that they're getting at the start of the year, that they've been where they've come from to where they are now. So we'll see what they got.
Yeah, this is a series out there with Edmonton and then Vancouver. They've got to pull off two wins here. And it's going to be tough because Edmonton was in a bit of a slump. The start of the season was called a slump, or they were up and down, up and down. And then they just blew the doors off whoever it was there the other night. McDavid
Vegas.
Was hot. Yeah, Vegas. And McDavid was hot. Maroon was hot. I believe Nugent Hopkins had a good night too. So that's a team that's explosive. If you want to talk about a young, explosive team like Calgary, Edmonton, to me, has twice as much offensive upside as Calgary. So it could get real ugly in Edmonton if the Blues aren't careful. And then Vancouver, you know, they've got some young guys too. And Travis Green's doing a great job out there. And that's a team that'll be ready for the Blues. I mean, here's the thing at this point, is nobody is being surprised by the Blues anymore, meaning they're not sneaking up on teams and pulling out a victory just because, you know, oh, my God, I can't believe they're this good. Everybody now is gunning for them. They're right at the top in the Western Conference, right at the top in the league. So every night teams are preparing proper offensive and defensive packages for these guys to win the game. And there is no more surprises. So the Blues got to bring their A game and then some to win these hockey games.
I agree.
You know, I'm looking at from a fan perspective, and again, I think things get overblown sometimes. You know, two losses may turn into 3 and 4, and I know you guys have kind of touched on that a little bit. How do you think they turn it around here?
But it goes back to what I started out at the show with. I know they're playing a certain type of hockey game right now where everyone's getting involved, their defensemen are getting going, but When things start to get a little tight, and you know you're starting to you just give up whatever, you give 7 goals to Calgary, and you know you sort of got to come back and you got to start taking care of the defensive zone. And I think that's where everything starts at with the Blues. You know, you start with Allen in the net. He's got to have a solid game for you. Your defense maybe have to pay a little bit more attention to details in their own zone and not be so much freewheeling all the time. I understand you want to go and score goals. I get all that shit, but you know, sometimes you got to take care of the home fort here. And I think if with Edmonton going right now, you know, you got one of the best players in the world coming at you, and they're loaded for bear. This team is just scoring 8 goals. So, you know, confidence probably getting back in their favor. So you're going to have to shut them down defensively. And, you know, hopefully your guys at the top there, Tarasenko's and the Shens, and these can come through and get you some timely goals. And, you know, but it starts in your defensive zone, I believe. Don't you, Rivs? Isn't that where you got to start this animal at?
Yeah, well, I talked about a little bit on Monday is, you know, it's not so much the Blues jumping ahead of the play, the D-man getting a little too risky. They're getting sloppy in their own end, and the forwards are getting, you know, a little too anxious to leave the zone and go score goals, which, you know, we always want to score goals. However, you got to button up, like you said, in your defensive zone. And the way Mike Yeo coaches the team and his systems is they like to swarm the puck, or at least you have layers of defense where you got to go through 2 and 3 guys to get to the middle of the ice. They're not doing that right now. They're getting by one guy, and the middle of the ice has been wide open. In Calgary the other night, with 3 of the 4 goals were from the middle of the ice, and then one of the other goals, a guy just drove right into the middle of the ice and right across the crease and scored, and then Giordano comes in, and you know they're not guarding the middle of the ice. He hits a guy backdoor through 2 Blues players. So they've got to button down inside the dots in their zone, and the pucks have to get out, make sure they get the puck out before they worry about scoring goals. You know, but these are fixable things. It's really easy to have a quick video session and tell the guys, hey, we need to pull our shit together here. This is what we looked like before. Show them a clip of a game 3-4 games ago, and this is what it looks like now. And players are smart. They see it. They're visual people. So they'll be able to readjust, and they're certainly going to have to guard the middle of the ice against the Oilers. So this actually kind of plays into the perfect scenario for the Blues, because they did just get lit up in Calgary with goals against. So now playing against the Oilers, they're going to be focused big time on guarding the house. And it sets up perfectly for them to play really, really hard defensively against the Oilers, who are a big group of offensive guys. So this is almost a perfect storm is what they need right now.
You know, when you look, and I told you guys when we were going to Chicago or Detroit with my young kids here, when they're going up there, and I told you the one statement I said to you is we're going to find out what kind of team we are if we can hang with these guys. And I think you're coming to a point right now in the season. And like I said, the Blues have been off to a fantastic start, obviously. But I think you're going to get tested here in the next little bit. And we're going to find out what kind of leadership the Blues got, where they stand, and if they can turn it around against them. You know, Edmonton's, I believe, and I picked Edmonton at the start of the year to be a top team in this league. So I think we'll see where the Blues are at, and Vancouver will give them all they can handle. So it's going to be a good test to see what kind of team we're dealing with right now.
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to find out. I mean, luckily, you know, I know Blues fans hate it when the Blues go like three, like they play these games and they get off their schedule. You know, people that want Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, they know when they play, when they mess this thing
spoiled
up, and you got to go more than a day or two without Blues hockey, it gets a little nerve-wracking. So we're going to find out. And now that we've kind of broke that down, we appreciate you joining us, Kimby, from the road, of course. But you are on the road because you're heading up to a tournament with your son. So kind of talk a little bit about the we'll do the St. Louis Amateur Report now while we still have you for a couple of minutes. And we want to remind everybody to check out NelsonLandServices.com, one of our St. Louis Amateur sponsors. 636-244-5651. Once again, that's NelsonLandServices.com. The Nelson family, so involved in youth hockey here in St. Louis. Obviously, one of their sons plays for Coach Henson at McKendree. The other one, you guys have both been a part of their hockey lives, basically. I know you guys probably feel like family, which is basically how they like to operate their business. Don't forget, they're a five-star, locally rated landscaping company, professional landscaping at reasonable cost. Make sure you check them out. They are the landscaping experts. And again, My guess is you're heading to Detroit, and you'll probably see Mr. Nelson there, correct?
Yeah, he's flying this time. He's been up there the last two weekends, so he chose to fly. So, and I said, I'll drive her one more time. So I'm driving down the road right now.
What you got going up there this weekend? Another challenge for the kiddos?
Yeah, it's kind of strange, this one is, because we're going to Detroit, and this one's a showcase, so it's not an actual tournament. The one we just had in Chicago, we ended up losing in the finals. We had a hell of a weekend for these kids. We were down like about four players, and to do what they did was amazing. And this one here, you're going to a showcase, so you're guaranteed five games. But we're playing teams. We're playing Anaheim out here, and one kid on that team is Niedermeyer. He's the Niedermeyer that played in the Anaheim and New Jersey, and one of the best defensemen in the National Hockey League in his time. And he coaches his kid up there, so we usually have good games with them. And then we're playing Dallas. Who else we got going on here? What? Oh, the Flyers team. So we're not playing the usual Chicago teams that we always play. We're playing a different crew out here, so it'll be a good experience for our kids. This minor hockey that's going on in the AAA Blues. You know, you run into the Kachuk kid the other night in Calgary. We got some kids that are the Keller kids playing out in Arizona. Demers is out in Arizona. It's quite a story going on here right now in this AAA Blues organization that are putting these kids on. And not only that, but you got that Shield organization that's running out there. They're moving kids on to the NA, Athens, the AIC program. St. Louis is a booming program right now. And the guy sitting in your studio with you, Ribs, gets a lot of credit for this. He runs around and he runs these camps. And, these kids that are moving on, it's a great story for where Jeff Brown, Al McGinnis, these guys have moved it on. Now Ribs is sort of moving this on. It's a pretty neat story what St. Louis has got here. And to go up to these tournaments and do well is just fitting for what these guys have done.
Isn't it easier to compliment Ribs when you're not sitting in front of him? Isn't it easier to do that? See, you're in a car on your way to Detroit.
I know you love saying nice things about me, Kimby.
I haven't got any of his text this morning, so I don't know what kind of mood this clown's in today.
Oh, he's a dandy, let me tell you.
I'm in a great mood. There's more oxygen in the studio today.
He's much nicer because Beth's in studio. He's been a lot nicer here, that's for sure.
I'm on my best behavior, always.
I like to joke with the man all the time, and then, the shit that he sends me on his texts or there's something else, but you got to give credit where credit's due to these guys, and they've done a phenomenal job in putting St. Louis on the map. And with the new arena that's going to be built now, I think they got to finalize on that. And it's going to give a focal point of – it's supposed to be a pretty outstanding outfit they're going to run there. So, Ribs is a big part of this, and credit where credit's due. And the Blues organization needs credit too, man. They're involved in the community. So everything's going in the right direction right now for kids to get into hockey in St. Louis. And there's a light at the end of the tunnel now where maybe it wasn't before. And with all this hard work these guys have put in, there's, some of these guys going pro hockey gives these other kids that are growing up somewhere to go. So it's something to look up to, and so that's a good thing that these guys have done.
Well, it definitely falls into the pride category for Blues fans. You know, again, I say it all the time. I guarantee you there's a lot of Blues fans whose kids are playing hockey, and a lot of it has to do with that St. Louis Blues organization. I mean, again, we give a lot of credit to Brett Hall and the boom, and I was that age, so I remember that. But it has continued, and you're right. It has been the alumni. And, again, that's what's kind of neat about Beth being here today, and we're going to dive a little bit more into that here in a minute. But, Kimmy, we're going to let you get back on the road and concentrate. You know, I'm sure you're not holding your phone. I'm sure we're on Bluetooth. But we kept it clean for your kiddos in the car there. But
now, Kimmy, when you look left or right, does the vehicle swerve with you?
Just a little bit. I always thought that was the wind, Riz.
Poor kid has to put his hockey bag opposite side of you in the car.
That's how it was when I skated. Yeah, if I looked to the left, I'd veer left. If I looked for, but hey, Kimmy, thanks for taking time out of your.
Hey, before I go though, just a quick thing. You know, the lady that sits in there for the alumni, she does a lot of work for us, and she talked very nicely about her. She, anytime you need something, you call her, and she's more than happy to deal with us clowns that are around here. So thanks to Beth a lot. She does. You know, I'm not even around that much, and he still helps my ass out, so that's kind of...
I paid him to say that.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, that seems like... Man, there's compliments. I told you, there's a lot of love in the room today.
There's so much love today.
Love, Miss Sex. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
I watched Semi-Pro last night, and I listened to Jackie Moon sing
Semi. It sounds creepy.
It is a semi-pro. Semi-pro. How about that?
Semi-pro, yeah. He says semi. The way he says semi, he's creepy, Kimby.
Well, whatever. Hey, get back on the road, Kimby, and we'll see you next Thursday, my friend.
All right, guys. Take care of yourself. Nice talking to you all.
See you later, buddy.
Darren Kimble from the road on the St. Louis Youth Report, as we mentioned earlier, with the Nelson family, and I'm sure he'll knock a couple cocktails back with Mr. Nelson up there. I say a couple, and you give me that look like, does couple mean 10 or 12? But he mentioned you and all the work you do through Synergy Hockey. Tell our listeners where they can check out Synergy Hockey.
Yeah, they got a young hockey star in the making or a kid that they want to get started. Go to synergyhockeyskills.com. Check it out. We have all of our programs on there with lots of information and pictures and all our coaches who do such a great job. And once again, we have a Black Friday camp coming up, two of them actually, one at the Pacific rink and one at the Ice Zone where the Blues practice. So we still have openings available, so get on synergyhockeyskills.com, sign up, and we'll see you there.
All right, let's jump to our Twitter question of the show here, brought to you of course by one of the innovative companies, Innovated Heating and Cooling. On this one, they do new construction, full replacement HVAC systems, full service residential, commercial, refrigeration, walk-in coolers, ductwork, sheet metal fabrication, fully licensed, bonded, insured, 35-plus years of experience, second-generation craftsmanship. Check them out, innovatedcompanies.com. They bring you the Twitter poll. And, again, this was a pretty interesting question because this is the first one we've done for the year.
Yeah, so I don't think I agree with this. The way the percentages are going on this poll, I don't think I agree.
Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to kind of
I don't agree, Jim.
We're going to go around the room, and then I'll let you know what the listeners
I don't agree,
said.
Jim.
Okay, so here we go. The question was, who has been the Blues' best player to this point? Vladimir Tarasenko, Jaden Schwartz, Jake Allen, Alex Pietrangelo. Who are you going to go with? I'm not going to let you see the
results. Well, it's easy. I actually voted on this thing.
Oh, you did vote. Okay, so who did you go with?
I went with Petro.
You went with Petro.
Yeah.
Okay. Who would you go with?
I'm going to go completely off the list, and I'm going to go with Brodziak.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, my God.
She likes a blue-collar guy.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
You might as well have said Jamie Rivers.
I just appreciate somebody who goes out there and gets the job done night after night. I mean,
look at that.
And he's a smart player. He's an aggressive player, and I think that I appreciate that style of play.
No, I'll
Jamie,
give you
don't
that.
You like a fan that likes a hard working blue collar guy?
Well, I do. I mean, that's the only fan I ever had. So I can see your point on that for sure.
Well, thank you.
However, if we replaced him with somebody else, we could fill that void. We couldn't do that if we lost Petro or Schwartzy or Jake. It'd be difficult to fill that in. So although I respect your choice,
do you hear how nice he's being right now?
Tremendously.
Listen, if it was
Kimble would be
getting
it. If
it was Kimble
right now
and he said that, he'd be getting berated like it was no tomorrow.
No, but I do see her point.
Right, no.
I do. I see the point. And I like the blue collar guy, and you know that.
So do the Blues fans. They love it, right?
I'm all about it.
I just appreciate, again, that solid base, that solid foundation that allows for other guys to kind of stand on top of that.
Let me tell you, here's how the game has changed. And Jamie, we talk about this all the time in here. If this was 15 years ago and I wouldn't have put Tony Twist or a Darren Kimball or somebody like that on here, the fans would have been going, hey, what about our guy, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Jaden Schwartz.
Well, you're looking at the poll.
I'm just saying. I'm going to give
Holy
you my
frig.
Reason.
What a guy. I'm going to go with Jaden Schwartz, it's like bubbling over for people that voted for that.
No. I'm going to tell you what.
Be your own person,
he's done
Jim.
It all. I like him. He has done it all this year. I mean,
you know, you're not wrong. I don't think there's a wrong answer on that.
That's right. But, again, I'm going to give you the results here. Jaden Schwartz won, and here's the interesting thing.
It's because Jim Cromer voted for him.
No, it's not. Here's the thing. This is odd. I'm more surprised. To your point, it could have been any of them. But the landslide is what surprises me. Are you surprised? I mean, 68% voted for Jaden Schwartz.
Well, no. I mean, look, he's a good player. He's involved on almost every goal the Blues score. He's a small guy. So, you know, we go back to the Blues people liking underdog people, underdog teams. Well, he's a little engine that could, right? So he's out there scoring goals. He's a part of it. He skates around. Mike Yeo hit on it last year when he wasn't scoring goals. This guy does a lot of things right, and he's involved in the game. And so now it's paying off for him where he's scoring goals, and he is the guy, the man right now. That line is incredible. But I'm going to stick really firm here with Alex Pietrangelo, because if he doesn't come out as good as he's been to start the season, showing the rest of the team that not only can he defend against the other team's top line, that he can play a lot of minutes, that he's a leader in the room and on the ice, but now he's contributing offensively as well. So he's really brought everything to the table, and I think that that's important. When your captain plays that hard, or when you have a player that, you know, not that he's changed his game, he's improved his game. You know, no more Kevin Shattenkirk. We've talked about that. Mm-hmm. Petro's picked up the slack offensively there. So he's added a piece of to his game. And that, to me, shows that he's been the biggest difference, because he does play night in and night out against the other team's top offensive line. Now, Schwartzy, Tarasenko, and Shen, they draw usually the other team's best defensive line. So they have a different challenge. However, it is tougher to defend than it is to play offense.
I will say this. If you look back at it in hindsight, I guess if you took into account the argument to your point of, and I guess, is this how you should look at it? I don't know. But if the Blues were to lose...
It's how I look at it. It's the right answer, Jim.
See, is that what you get? You get a lot
all
of that, Beth? Okay.
I'm always right.
Did you see my eye roll?
I did
listeners
see the
couldn't
eye roll.
See that. Could you hear my eye roll?
I can't get away with an eye roll. You can.
It's a good point.
But to your point, and I will say in hindsight, now looking back on it, if the Blues were to lose one of these guys, I think Pietrangelo would be the worst loss.
He'd be the biggest loss by far, right? Yeah. Think about it.
And you could say the same thing for Jake Allen, but I think a lot of people believe in Carter Hutton. So
short term, you could get away with that.
Now, I'm going to ask you, before we move on from the Twitter poll and get to some of our Twitter questions, are you surprised that we got a few tweets back at us with some real Jake Allen hate? Does that surprise you, or do you think that's just the way it goes for goalies?
It's just, I disregard it. Anybody who's tweeting problem about Jake Allen, one, they're just looking for shit to complain about. So on to the next question, because it's stupid. Who the hell complains about a goalie that's been rock solid for, like, since the coaching change last year? He's been top five goalies in the NHL, top three probably to close out the season. He was unbelievable in the playoffs. He struggled in training camp. Everybody's like, oh, no, Jake Allen, oh, no. Then he comes out, and he's rock solid. What does he have, four losses on the year?
Yeah.
Well, bullshit. I'm over this crap. He's a good goalie. Leave him alone. We're done. We're not even addressing the rest of it.
Beth gave it a slam dunk over there. She just gave it the
That was a drop the mic.
Yeah, if I could drop this mic.
That was a mic drop.
I would.
All right.
Drop the mic.
Well, then we won't cover it anymore, but we will remind you that segment's brought to you by Innovated Heating and Cooling. Make sure you check them out at innovatedcompanies.com. Again, you had the opportunity to meet Randy and Stephanie last week. They're tremendous people, and we want you guys to make sure you give them an opportunity for your business.
Let's get to some of these questions.
Yeah,
I saw you put it out there last night.
I know you're excited about it.
Some of these, I was a little head scratching going on.
Well,
but
I picked a couple here that I think maybe you could.
Some of them are just not even possible. I wish people would understand that.
Well, and that's what I think I'm going to let you get into here. Again, the Twitter questions. Let's start with one that. I'm going to go from easiest to hardest, because I think you're going to want to expand on one of these.
Sure.
And again, I think that's where you're going. Deneen Preston, who every week you know, at Razio Marie. She's a big fan and really supports the show. She's a little concerned about Pareko and his A game. So your thoughts? Is he not on his A game? And her real question is, if he's not, how do we get him back on his A game?
Well, here's the deal, right? This is a trickle-down effect. From Shattenkirk leaving, it has made Petro play a lot more offensive role, and it's put a lot more minutes onto Pareko's plate. And he's still a young defenseman. Like, we can't forget that this guy is, what, a third-year guy in the league now? Like, he's still young. He's learning his craft, and you can't just expect him to be an elite defenseman just because now he's, you know, and I hate this freaking thing. People associate how good a player should be by how much they make. He's getting, you know, like, oh, take the dollar value off the table because they're like, well, he's being paid like a, you know, a top pair defenseman. Well, you know what? He's still young, and we had to give him that money or we lose him. Would you rather lose him? Not me.
Not me either.
Not me. No. So he's in the lineup. He's learning. You know, is there a few things that he could probably do better? Yeah, but he's young. He's learning. And the beauty of it is that he's not relied upon solely to be the guy back there. So he's got Petro. He's got Edmondson. You know, he's got all these great pieces in place that can help him. He doesn't have to worry about being the guy. So let's let him get through some of these growing pains as far as becoming an elite NHL defenseman, and he's going to be just fine on the backside of it all.
Do you think something like a question like that, and again, I'm not saying Dineen is like off the rails here. I get it.
I think it's more
two things, and that's where I'm going to ask you the follow-up question here. Is it more because fans, you know, they saw the 104 miles an hour and they know he can shoot it, and they think because he can shoot it 104, he should be scoring more goals? You got to remember, you know as well as I do, we had Al MacInnis here for years. We had Jeff Brown. We've had Steve Duchesne. We've had all these guys roll through here, and we get all these goals from these defensemen. Then you have this guy back there with this howitzer, and we're not scoring any goals from him. You see the Shea Webers of the league and such. So do you think it's that, or do you think it's simply magnified by it, you know, obviously on paper – he and Joel had a rough night. I mean, or they've been on the ice, I think, for the last five.
Like, are we
seven.
Really going to criticize those two right now?
Well, that's my point. So is that really, you think it's just an aberration? It's probably not more of a continuation type thing that you're concerned
with? I think it's kind of stupid, to be honest.
Okay.
Because Joel Edmondson has been fantastic.
Okay.
You know, every week we're talking about, holy shit, how good is he playing? Oh, my God, he's stepping up. He's scoring all these goals. He's doing all these great things. And then because he has a few minuses, now all of a sudden we're like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? Well, same thing for Colton Pareko. I mean, we see how good he skates. We see how big he is. We see, you know, the big shot for me is always, like, laughable because I've had the tough guys throughout the years, guys who could, and I'm not insulting some of the tough guys, but guys who could barely skate up the ice, hammer a 100-mile-an-hour slap shot. What, does that make them great? No, it doesn't. It means they shoot a slap shot hard, and it's like, let's get over that. Let's worry about the things that really do matter. And when he plays bad, it's not, oh, shit, he should use his 100-mile-an-hour slap shot. No, it has nothing to do with that. You need to get pucks to the net, not right through the net or through guys. To the net is what you need. So, you know, this is another one that's frustrating because, and here, Beth, you jump in on this because I'm not saying that you're not a huge hockey fan, but you are just a fan, right? And you don't have the inner goings-on of, like, the systems and all that. When the Blues lose two games, do you feel like the fans panic a bit, outrageously?
And I think that we have a very invested fan base here, is what it is. They're passionate fans.
Well, that was a careful answer.
Jesus, political.
No, but she's right.
We do. I think that, you know, that fans are watching and they're paying attention, and, you know, again, they're sending the messages out on Twitter. They're asking these kind of questions because they are invested in their hockey club.
Yeah, but some of the things they're saying are like panicky questions, right? Like, what about Pareko? Do we have to worry about Pareko? Do we have to worry about Jake Allen? We've lost two games in a row, four in total. Like, I just think that's overreacting a little bit.
Well, I think, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but as the fan of the show as well, and, you know, we're outnumbering the pros today, which is great.
Where's the pro?
The invested part is, and again, I'm not saying it's right, but you got a lot of we've been through this before thing. Everything looks great, and then all of a sudden, so.
Oh God, that's like the guy who's had 10 million girlfriends, and it's already, and oh, here we go again. It's just I know it won't work out because of this, and Like, get over it.
All right.
Move on.
All right, well, we are. We're gonna get over it, and we're going to move on. Next question. Next question.
I'm slamming the shot.
Well, I know. And these are, yeah, because I have a feeling this is one that you're.
Oh, God.
Here we go. That from a fan of the show, Fabrice Hair. Fabrice Hair. What a great Twitter handle, Fabrice Hair.
Did you just say Fabrice?
He said Fabrice.
Like smell good? Like Fabrice?
I was reading the, you know how Twitter things, they go together.
I'm just impressed that you're reading.
All right, thank you. How do we maximize offense on a team with less than two lines?
Well, if we had Robbie Fabry in the lineup, it would certainly help. But no, look, the fan is right. I mean, we only have two lines that are really scoring on a regular basis. And our fourth line's doing a good job of, you know, like we touched on earlier, like Brodziak does a great job. Scotty Upshaw does as much as he possibly can. And then whoever they throw in on the right side, like those guys are holding up their end of the deal. Our third line, and we talked about this on Monday, is – like, I'm just not seeing the Oscar Sundquist experiment. I don't know why. Maybe I'm blind to his talents.
Yeah, we had a Twitter question about him.
You know how I feel. When Berge comes back, Sundquist has got to go. He's got to go get some seasoning. He's got to play a lot of minutes. He looks uncomfortable in the NHL. That's my opinion of it. And then when you put, you know, Magnus Pajärvi is got a ton of speed. He's not exactly blessed with a ton of scoring ability or physicality. So, but he is a serviceable third line type guy. So you have Berglund and Pajärvi. That's pretty good. Now, you know, the revolving door on the right wing or on the other wing is difficult because we've had a bunch of guys roll through there. And, you know, right now, is it Yashkin that's rolling through there?
A lot of people wondering why he's on the roster.
Yeah, I think that ultimately the Blues have to do something to improve that third line. You know, is Berglund enough to come in there and raise the game of that third line? I don't know. You know, he's not a real flashy kind of player. Now, he did put up 20 goals last year, and I'm sticking to that argument against Kimby and anybody else who wants to argue with me. But he's not a game breaker. And, you know, this is where we do miss a Robbie Fabry, because if you stick him on that line or if you drop somebody down from the second line, now you have a legit third line that can score some goals. So this is going to be a problem for the Blues. It is. They're going to have to address it in some shape or form, either through, you know, one of their younger guys that has gotten some experience in the minors and or going out on the trade market. But then what are you going to do? How do you add guys to a lineup where you're looking for a guy who's probably making $4 or $5 million? They don't have that on the cap. And so what do you do?
Well, that brings us to our next question from Holy Alex T, Alex Taylor, and he's asking, there was a rumor, so right off the bat he mentions Evander Kane.
A rumor.
Yeah, there were rumors, Evander Kane, Vanek, Nash, Galchenyuk, you know, he's asking, is it somebody like that? Is it somebody off the radar? Listen, the bottom line is,
Vanek is too hit or miss for me. Galchenyuk, you're going to have to give up way too much to get that young guy in your lineup. You know, I'm sure the Blues are scouting all these guys. And Evander Kane, God, he's hit or miss too. Like, between his off-ice crap and, you know, he's...
But he's an intriguing guy.
He's intriguing, but that's usually what happens to guys who are a problem in the locker room and off the ice. They're intriguing because they have all this talent, yet they're jackasses at different times. So,
am I wrong in saying he reminds me a little bit? Like, he could come in here and be a Chris Stewart, like... Man,
yeah, and
like,
what happened there?
Yeah, I mean,
what happened there?
Yeah, we think he's the answer because he's got all this talent. He's got this size. We see him throw some hits. He grabs somebody and beats the shit out of him.
What do I always say?
What do we have?
What do I say? The P words are dangerous, right?
Yeah.
So potential.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous word because you don't know what you're bringing in here. And he hasn't been extremely successful in any setting that he's played in so far. So you bring him in here, what do you think? You're the answer? Probably, you know, that honeymoon period of 10 to... 12 games would be fantastic, oh my God, and then you're going to see the real individual. And I just don't think the real individual is all that great. Otherwise, they'd be doing great things elsewhere.
Yeah, and a guy like that, surprisingly, I'm with you, would probably cost us a lot. If I'm going to give up a lot.
Financially, too. What does he make, $5 or $6 million?
He makes a bunch, yeah. He's a, you know, because he's that guy that everybody thinks is better than what he is.
Well, right? That's because they look at the P word. Oh, look at the potential on this guy.
Well,
drives me nuts.
Those are some good Twitter questions for us this week. And again, one last time, this is the Innovated Electric side of the business. They also do electrical work for new construction. They do panel changes, full service upgrades. They can replace your fixtures, devices. They have a full service department that does both exterior and interior lighting. They also help you out if you have some inspection violations for all of you out there. Again, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, 35 plus years of experience and second generation craftsmanship. We would appreciate it if you guys would give them an opportunity for your business. That you can check them out at innovatedcompanies.com. Hence the word innovated. They've got everything together, one-stop place for you to have all your work done, whether you be residential or commercial. So make sure you check them out again. And we do appreciate them. Again, it wasn't just, one, they approached us, and two, not just one company. They wanted all three a part of the show. So we do appreciate them greatly, and we look forward to our partnership with both Randy and Stephanie. They're really nice. I know you had an opportunity to meet them. Great people.
Great people. Yeah. Down to earth, you can tell that Randy's a big hockey fan, and he must be. He remembered me playing, so it's like, one of those things that I don't come across very often.
Said he really enjoyed watching you play, too.
He must have me mixed up with somebody else.
I think he does, too.
I'll take
it. Look at Bad Boy. She's eating that up.
Well, I mean,
you going to take a little of this back to the locker room with you?
Absolutely.
That'll be good stuff. Okay, so I want to get in a little bit more to some of the things that you guys are doing, both in the community. See, I wonder if people realize...
We got some big stuff coming up.
Yeah.
Brewery and all that. So now's the perfect time.
Right. And I want to make sure people understand something. There's a lot of great things here. So number one, yes, as a fan base, this Cardinals, Blues, St. Louis, great fans, they both have these alumni associations, and people love the fact that the alumni care enough to, if they live here, it makes us feel like better about our place, right? But then their involvement in the community, obviously it's been talked about at length on this show, and rightfully so nationally, the difference you guys have made with the youth programs around here. It's not just building great athletes. You're doing a ton for the youth community in general with the help for the rinks and building the youth programs. But then the alumni, and this is where I hope people don't lose the disconnect, a lot of the stuff you guys do is charity-driven. So you guys have a lot of things going on. Beth, I know that's a big part of what
you do. Well, she can hit on all this. She's got all of the logistics, I'll call it, of kind of what we do in a year.
So give us a little taste of what you do and then what you have coming up.
Well, the Blues Alumni Association, we really focus just our mission statement around giving back to the community who has given so much to us and to these guys as players. At any given time, there are between 40 to 50 alumni living in the city of St. Louis, which is really, a testament to this community and to the people who call it home. That these guys, when they come through St. Louis as a player, that they feel so welcome here that they decide to stay. So, a shout out to City of St. Louis and surrounding areas for letting these guys feel at home while they're here. Things that the Alumni Association does throughout the course of the year, we kick off every year with our Blues Alumni Fantasy Camp. That's a huge event where adult league players come into town and they get to draft an alumni to play on their team for the weekend. And we just have a ton of fun interacting.
Which, by the way, my team's won 2 years in a row. Just saying, 5 championships.
But he's
total.
He's not bragging, just if anybody was.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, for future Fantasy Camp people, if you want to draft a winner. Sorry, Beth, go ahead.
Oh, it's all good. I'm used to this. It's good. yes, as Rivs mentioned, we do have the AB Brewery Lights coming up. That actually lights up tonight. I believe Cam Jansen is going to be the one flipping the switch on that.
Oh, geez, you better give him some instructions.
That
on-off is just tough for him.
It's trickeries, right? But we hope it's just a big red button. All he's got to do is hit it, and we're good to go.
Now, so that I'll say this tonight about the brewery, Chromes, and you can stop typing for a second and pay attention. Remind me of Kimball right now. The Brewery of Lights, it's unbelievable. You go down there and it's like a winter wonderland. I went down last year and I was so impressed. Like, we had a couple of events there that we did, and I'll let you speak to some of those later on. But I'm just saying, to go down there, the feel of it, like when you're inside, everybody's got their little shops that are, and then you go out and you walk around the compound, as we'll call it, or the brewery. It's awesome. It reminded me of like being back up in Canada. And it was cold, and the lights, and all the stuff that they got going on. It's really cool. Like, you got to check it out with your family, your kids, your neighbors. It's one of those things.
Well, you forget. I've got 17 years at AB, bud.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
You forget.
I forgot.
Yes, let me tell you. I say this all the time. When I was young, my grandpa loved, he loved Budweiser, but I remember as being a kid being infatuated with the whole Clydesdale thing, and then to get the opportunity to work there was amazing. But I got to tell you, there was two times I went over there. They actually had the convention in town here, and they closed the brewery down and closed everything down, and they lit that place up, and it was amazing. And then when they went back to doing the lights there and stuff like that, it is an amazing thing. And I would say, A, if you live in town here and you don't check it out, you're crazy. That's number one, because it's so close. Because all you got to do is go down there any day of the week, and nobody comes to town for anything without going down there and checking out the brewery in general.
It's
so
cool.
If you are, it is an amazing thing. And the fact that you guys are involved in that, and I think it's awesome.
Well, we got more stuff going on. I didn't mean to interrupt
no,
you.
No, you're good.
But
so
it is something that you should check out.
But we're doing some awesome stuff, too, while we're there.
That's right. The Alumni Association is going to be playing. Right now, we have three dates on the books to play 3-on-3 games down there. So there's an opportunity for fans to come out and watch the alumni in action, and then the alumni will hang out after to do meet and greet and so on. Those dates I can throw up on the Blues Alumni Twitter account.
Is there
account.
Sampling involved in the meet and greet?
There may be some sampling involved in the
there better be. But, you know, she's talking about this 3-on-3 game. Anheuser has done a great job of putting this little rink.
That's a great facility.
It's unbelievable,
it really
right?
It's
cool. So cool. They get this
it's
little
so
wee,
cool.
like, miniature Zamboni.
I'll throw some pictures up from last year up on the Twitter, up on our Twitter account.
Yeah,
because
we'll make sure we
Blues
share
alumni.
Everything and get it out for sure.
It's really
we'll put
cool.
that up there just so you can, you know, so that fans can kind of get a better visual of what we're talking about, what Rivs is talking about, what a neat experience it is. And even if you don't come down for one of the 3-on-3 games, if you just go down for one of their open skates, a portion of the proceeds from your skate rentals goes back into the Blues Alumni Association, which again gets fed right back out into the community for all of the great nonprofits here in town.
Well, that's something, too, that I think we should hit on, that I don't even, like, I wouldn't even pretend to have the numbers on this. No, no, we have to talk numbers, but just the number of associations that we get involved with. But then we're talking about the brewery right now and raising some money. But through the course of the year, like, just rhyme off a few of the organizations that we do stuff for.
Oh, my gosh. There are so many. Of course, you know, we're already actively involved with our local youth hockey association. So with whether it's Missouri Hockey or whether it's through the AAA Blues, very involved with amateur hockey here in St. Louis, of course. Other organizations include Coping for Kids, Coping for Life, which is one of our local grief centers here. We do mental health services for people in the area who can't afford it otherwise. St. Louis Police Foundation is a big one. Responder Rescue and Backstoppers are others. So you can see we're really diverse in our mission of serving the people of St. Louis.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. I know people appreciate the fact that the alumni are in the community. No doubt about it. That there's just something about being able to, whether it be go to a Blues game or go to a youth game. That's the big thing you hear all the time. It's you go to a youth game in St. Louis, you don't know who you're going to run into because you guys are so active in the community. But the reality of it is you guys do a great job of being involved in things and scheduling events to where people can plan out an opportunity to come down. And I'm going to go back to where I started. And that is the event, the first time I was to be involved in one, like from the side. And that was the event against McKendree at the mm-hmm. at the new Metro Recplex. To be able to sit where I did and see the interaction, I can't tell you this. And listen, I'm not making you any guarantees that every event works out this way. But to see what I saw was amazing. And it wasn't like, okay, we're concentrating on the game here, or after the game we'll meet. I mean, there were kids walking up to these guys while they were coming on and off the ice, and they were signing stuff. Rick Zombo was
he was dancing to Ice Ice Baby with a group of little kids, and
yes.
it's hilarious.
And Rick Zombo knows all
the
words.
Only people that'll dance with him. That's why
I was gonna say, because he does dance like he's five, but he's pretty good at it. And the fact that Rick Zombo knows all the words to Ice Ice Baby is pretty good.
Word.
Well, that's kind of his era.
But again, just an amazing thing to see, because again, I think, although you guys have this great rep for being down-earth guys and all this, you're still a little larger than life to the average fan. So when they get an opportunity to interact with you guys, for you to be completely not only normal, but really, to use Rick Zombo as an example, I told Riz at the game, what do you think of that? And I said, this Rick Zombo is a character, and I would have never known that.
Yeah.
But that's what it's so cool about it is, and you know, I bring up like, tell her what we're doing. Tell them what we're doing. Like, I'm not trying to sit here and pump our tires. I'm proud of the fact that we are involved in so many different things. And I'm proud of the brotherhood that we have and the group of guys. And like Beth will tell you, you were there a little bit too. And just the camaraderie in the locker rooms when we do these things or when we go to these events, no matter what it is, like we literally interact like we're family. And it's so cool to be able to do that with a group of guys. Like I'm not going to say we went to war together, because that's so, you know, in this day and age, it's so stupid to say something like that. But, you know, we battled in so many intense situations and tried to put on a great show for the Blues fans over the years, and we did it together, and now we're able to do it together again. And for me, that's gives me a lot of sense of accomplishment and makes me real proud to be a part of something like that.
Well, and people ask me all the time about my job and about what it's like working with these guys. And, you know, I really hold to the adage that we have hanging on the alumni locker room door. It's a privilege. It really is a privilege to work with this group of guys and to work for the Blues organization as the Alumni Association. We have such a great partnership with them. We hear it from clubs all the time, from other alumni associations, that they're wanting to model their alumni associations after the St. Louis Blues Alumni Association, because they see how closely and how hand-in-hand we work with the parent club, the St. Louis Blues. That's what makes us so successful, is that successful partnership with that parent club.
Yeah, and to hit on that and to expand on that, that is true. If we don't have this great partnership with the big club, then it's tough. You know, you can kind of walk alone over on the side of the road. But, man, what a luxury it is to have for both the Blues, because they've got soldiers now, foot soldiers, out in the city doing a lot of great things for the Blue Note. And then for the retired players or the alumni guys to, you know, have the St. Louis Blues that, quite honestly, keep guys like me and the rest of them relevant. They do, because they feature us in certain things. They include us in other things.
All the time.
It's just a great partnership.
Well, and you talk about the family of it. You know, I try to explain it to people that this is a big family. Hockey is a fantastic, huge family. And working with you guys, I say it's like my group of crazy uncles or brothers. and having, you're right, when you guys get together, it's so special, and you feel it in the room, whether it's just a handful of guys up in the alumni suite, whether it's a big event that we're doing, or whether it's something like the Winter Classic, where we had 5 straight days of alumni events. And was it a ton of work put in? Absolutely. And was it beyond worth it to get these guys together for 5 straight days? It was so worth it, because to watch the camaraderie, the interactions, and that's not just for the players, it's for their families as well. That doesn't go away, and I think that's absolutely a huge part of the objective and the purpose of the Alumni Association, is that when these guys retire, it's not very often that I hear guys say that they miss the game. Guys will say all the time they miss the locker room. They miss the road trips. They miss the camaraderie of it. And that's where I really see it as a goal and objective of the Alumni Association, to be there so that when guys retire, we're right there and we can kind of step in and help guys make that transition out of the game, but without losing the incredible support and familiarity that they have with the locker rooms.
That's true. And she touches on something there, because, you know, she's got some experience. In
this. I'm a social worker.
She's a social worker, so she's like,
man, her hands are full.
Holding our hands as we do that, you know, that transition into the life after hockey. And it's true. It is difficult. And I can speak from experience, certainly, that it's a tough transition.
I think people have a hard time understanding that, too. There's that perception that, well, you were a professional athlete and you made all of this money, and how hard can it be to make that transition? But you draw that parallel. Anytime somebody retires, I think there's like a grief and a loss that kind of they go through as they transition away from that life and that lifestyle and that job, that purpose that they've known.
God,
and now we're talking about guys who are doing this maybe at age 30, maybe younger, maybe some are a little older. But imagine retiring and stepping out of this, what you've known since you were a kid, since you were 10 years old, 12 years old. You've been so goal-driven and focused on pursuing your hockey career. And then when the hockey career is over, if there's not some people like the Alumni Association there to kind of guide newly retired guys through that process, it can be a very challenging, taxing process for them.
Well, and that I can tell you right now, we could have a whole show on that, because really there is a lot that goes into it. And I'm not shy to speak of it from a personal level either. But yeah, we could certainly, you know, bring Kimby in another day and go through not, you know, heavy stuff, but just some, you know, some fun facts, we'll call it, about the transition. So I know that today she's got to get going. She's got another
Well, we're up against it anyway.
But I know that today is a real special day, an important day for everybody, but certainly in your field as well. So tell us about it.
So today is National Children's Grief Awareness Day. As part of my work as a social worker, I work with an incredible group, again, with Coping for Kids, Coping for Life here locally, but a national organization called Experience Camps. Experience Camps is a free camp for boys and girls who have experienced the death of someone significant in their world. So today for National Children's Grief Awareness Day, we are encouraging people to wear blue. We know that's not a problem here in St. Louis since we're all Blues fans. So just again, for National Children's Grief Awareness Day, please wear blue and post that up on the Blues Alumni at Blues Alumni Twitter account. We'll make sure that it finds its way with that hashtag National Children's Grief hashtag Experience Camps.
That's what I wanted to leave with. You know, you do so
and
many
be
great
some
things.
Some good pictures, too.
Oh, yes. We've got one of Rivs here in the studio supporting the Wear Blue for Children's Grief Awareness.
The retinas
it's
in
worth
my,
it.
Yeah, my eyes are burnt.
Let's just say Rivs was a very happy camper.
And he was a good sport. He was a great sport, of course, as we
are.
All expect.
They
but,
always are.
What is the best way for people to stay in tune with what the alumni have going on?
The best way is to follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle, again, it's at Blues Alumni. That's where we do a majority of our updates and posting, and we show you some behind the scenes stuff, like what we're going to show you, the picture of Rivs here in
He's
the studio.
He's very proud of it, by the
he
way.
He really, and he should be,
and
rightfully
should.
So. You guys will see
Let's
what I'm talking about.
Let's just say the guns
about.
Were out.
Guns were out.
The guns were out.
Sun's out. Guns
Sun's out.
Guns
Why
out.
Not?
Yeah.
It's for the children.
Thank you for coming.
Thank
again.
You for having me. Really appreciate it.
It was such a pleasant show having
oh
a nice.
Oh, God.
So much love in the room.
There's
Here
a lot
he's going
of love
again. Jackie Moon. Here we go.
Love in the room. Love. Hey, let me tell you, it's a great song. You should check it out. Hey, great stuff today, man. Really good. Enjoyed it. You know, good way to bring innovative companies into the fold. Make sure we thank all of our sponsors that help make the show what it is. And again, we couldn't do it without you guys. Couldn't do it without the listeners as well. So thank you so much. Again, check us out at bluesnhlpodcast.com. Subscribe to the show there. Find us on our social media network at STL Blues Podcast or at NHL Podcast. Most importantly, find us on Facebook, folks. Simply type in Blues NHL Podcast, like our Facebook page, and then if you would, please invite your friends to like it as well. And when you see our posts with the show actually attached to it, if you'd share that around just in an effort for us to reach more Blues fans, it would greatly be appreciated here. Find us on Instagram as well, Blues NHL Podcast. And again, thanks to everybody at lineupmedia.fm for their continued support, including our producers, Brian Kroc and Andrew Allen. Thanks to Beth Riccardi for coming in studio today.
Thanks, fellas.
It was great having you.
Thank you so much.
You filled Kimball's chair nicely, believe
not
it.
Well, let's
maybe
not say
chair,
she
filled.
Let's not
phone.
Use the word fill.
Attempted to fill. How
okay.
about that? Attempted
My God.
To fill. Attempted to fill. That was
The
good.
Greatest of people can't fill that chair. So,
And you were on point as always, Mr. Rivers. Thank you so much for your time. And
I had a point.
Yeah, I had a point. Hey, great stuff. Thanks for the questions. Thanks for participating in our Twitter poll. For everybody here in the room, I finish out with a Let's Go Blues.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.